Namaste, beautiful yogis. Welcome to Ali Kamenova Yoga. I'm Ali, and today we're doing yoga to the music of Matthias Schiffel. I don't know how to pronounce very well German names, but I've done a few workshops with him in Düsseldorf, and in honor of our tradition of doing workshops through the years, here is a yoga class with his music. This is going to be yoga to piano music. Beautiful piano music, very soothing. It will transform you to it will take you to another place, and it's going to be level 2. Beginners can do the class as well. Maybe you will have to modify a couple of poses, maybe you'll be able to do them. If you're super advanced, we still, all of us, need a good solid vinyasa level 2 class throughout our week. So this is going to target leg strength, elongation, lots of twists, a lot of postural correction poses, and a lot of opening of the chest, opening of the heart poses. So prepare to stretch, elongate, strengthen, the whole thing, twist. It's just prepare to feel good all around, and it's going to be with minimal cues. So let's remember to flow with strength and ease. Starting at the front of the mat, roll the shoulders back and down. Spread your toes open, you can lift them. Engage the feet. And you can just move, swing here from one leg to the other, from one hip to the other, and feel, begin to find your equilibrium. Equal stance. Nice deep inhalations. Tune into the central axis of the body. The physical central axis, but also it is an energetic place of the energy bodies. It is an interdimensional place. Nice deep inhalations. Complete exhalations. Tune into your breath. Your breath holds the key to unfolding the consciousness here in this plane. Lengthen through the crown of the head. Feel the core beginning to engage, to connect. The two sides, the transverse abdominis, are pulling in towards the midline. Mula Bandha engaging, so there is a lift that holds all the internal organs. It's strengthening to the fascia, to the connective tissue in your pelvis and torso. Mula Bandha, TVA activation. And let's bring the hands in front of us, round the back, pull the belly in, reach in front of you. Clasp and turn the palms away from you. Come up to standing. Reach above the head. Turn the palms of the hands down towards you, and you can put a little gentle pressure to pull the hands out, so that stretches the wrists and the hands. Drop the shoulders down, widen the back. Grab the forearm on the left side, drop the left shoulder down, open the right elbow back, and reach over. You're going to pull with your hand and create extra length. And over to the other side. Lengthen and reach. and exhale behind. Interlace the fingers, open the chest, look up. You can shift the hands over to the left, look over the right shoulder, change. And back to center. Chair with a clasp. And again, you can shift and shift. Shift your weight onto the right leg. Take the left leg back into Warrior Three. Stepping back into high lunge and open. Let's bring the hands over, to the left. Look over the right shoulder. And twist, lunge twist, clasp the hands and turn the right shoulder up. Coming back up, chair. Warrior Three on the left side. High lunge. Bring your hands over to the right, look over to the left. Back to center. Lower down. With a twist, lunge with a twist, clasping. And we're going to bring the hands down on the floor, plank. Here we're going to do a few torso lifts with the belly pulling in. So flat. Lift and really pull the belly in, almost like a vacuum. Flat. Lift. With the Mula Bandha. Flat. Lift. Flat. Lift. Lower down all the way onto your belly. And lift here. Superman or... Hands underneath the shoulders, down dog. Look under the right shoulder, under the left. Let's lower the knees just an inch or so over the floor, above the floor. Pull the belly in as hard as you can, TVA contraction. And press it back into down dog. A few of those really connecting the core, connecting with the core muscles. Hover the knees. And again. Exhale. Right hand to left ankle, look underneath. Change sides. Plank. We're going to take the right leg up, bend the knee, press the heel up, and then bring the knee into your chest. Press the heel up, knee into the chest too. 3, 4, 5, really squeeze the belly. 7, 9, 10. Step the foot out, toes pointing away from you, and open here. You can straighten the legs here and open in a twist, right arm up. Plank, take the left heel up, 1, 2, 3, 4. And step the left foot out, left arm up, open. You can straighten the legs. Plank. Lower down onto your belly. And lift the legs in. Arms off the floor, Superman's. Down dog. Inhale the right leg up, step it through, high lunge, clasp behind, open, lower down, humble warrior, come halfway up and turn the right shoulder up. In a twist. Here we're going to shift onto the right leg and take it to twisting half moon or revolving half moon with a clasp. Step it back. And you can turn all the way, shoulder to the right, look behind you. Take the left arm up, lift. Straighten the lead knee and come halfway down, revolving triangle. Look down and bring both hands on the outside of the right leg. Flex your feet and spread the feet apart, legs apart. Here for an IT bend, deep stretch. And plank. Chaturanga. Up dog. Chaturanga, down dog, take the left leg up, high lunge, exhale behind. Open. Humble warrior. Come halfway up and turn the left shoulder up. Pressing the hands away from you. Straighten the leg and shift into revolving half moon. Step it back and turn all the way to your left and take the right arm up. And revolving triangle. And bring both hands down on the outside of the left foot, flex the foot, and feel the stretch in your IT band here. And plank. Lower down. Superman's. Hands underneath the shoulders, coming onto all fours. Lower the chest down towards the floor. And down dog. Inhale the right leg up, warrior two. Close behind and open, lean forward side angle with the clasp. Take it to half moon, standing half moon. With a clasp, release one hand down, one up. And step it back, side angle. Glide the right hand outside of the right foot. Here you're going to look down, glide the right hand back and open the legs, flex the feet, open here. You can look down one more time, both hands down. Stretch. walk it inwards and take left hand side plank. Here we're going to take right hand to right toes and then heel tap behind. Let's go one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, and plank, chaturanga,
up dog,
down dog, take the left leg up, warrior two. Clasp behind. Side angle. Look down and you're going to shift to half moon with a clasp. Take one hand down, one up. And step it back in side angle, glide the hand on the outside of the left foot. Look down and glide your left hand behind, flex the feet and let them glide out. Open. You can look down and bring both hands down here for a left hip IT band stretch. And take the right hand down, side plank. Toe tap, heel tap. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. 10, plank, chaturanga, open, bring your knees down, walk your knees a little further back, hands at the edge of the mat, keep them there and sit back. Without moving the hands with you, extended puppy pose, forehead on the floor. Hips actively pushing back, stretching the entire back. Come halfway up or onto all fours. Let's bring the left hand underneath, palm of the hand up. Thank you. coming up?
Opposite side.
Inhale up. Down dog. Walk your hands to the back. Forward fold. Wrap your wrists around the elbows and hang here. Bend the left knee, left hand down, right arm up. And forward, palm of the hand down. Change. Forward fold. And let's walk back to down dog. Inhale the right leg up, warrior one. Straighten the lead knee, clasp behind, come halfway down and turn the right shoulder up for revolving triangle pose with a clasp. Coming back halfway, just parallel to the floor. Warrior T with a clasp. High lunge. Hands in prayer twist. An arm balance. Reverse a few circles with the arms here, elongating the sides, plank, chaturanga, up dog, chaturanga, down dog. Warrior on the left side, warrior one. clasp behind. Straighten the lead knee. Come halfway down and open the left shoulder with a clasp, revolving triangle pose. Come back out, shift to warrior three. Step it back, high lunge. Hands in prayer, twist. Deep ujjayi breath. And arm balance. Optional. In reverse. Coming up. Stretching the obliques. A few circles. Straighten the lead knee. Take the white side of your, the long side of your mat, plie. Open the arms out, reaching side to side, upper torso moving, waist engaging. Side to side reaches. Twists. Plie. Reach to the right and lower down here. Side angle plie. Come up. Opposite side. Try to keep the other knee bent. That is more level three. Let's twist here. So you're gonna shift towards your right. Open the arms out diagonally. Back to center. Shift to the left. One more. Straighten. Plank. Chaturanga. Up dog, chaturanga, down dog, take the left leg up and open the hip. Wow thing. Pigeon. Flex the foot, level the hips. Lengthen the spine, keep it elongated, lower down. Thank you.
the knee, down dog, take the right leg up. Well thing. Pigeon on the right side. Open, elongate, lower down. And coming up. You can move the hip. Sitting down, open the legs, forward fold. And let's reach side to side. One more time. Bend forward over the right leg towards Sophie's nose. There was a mosquito on her. And opposite side. Slowly bring
the legs together, shake, shake them, bring the right foot into the left upper thigh, forward fold. Inhale, coming up. Either the same pose or half lotus, if that's possible. Inhale, coming up, bend the left leg, foot on the floor, reach ahead, clasp behind, wrap around, and you can lower down here. Inhale, coming up. Right foot on the outside of the left knee, twist. Lower the left knee over the right, walk your left foot in, forward fold. You can come up here, clasp your hands behind. Left elbow up, right down, lower down. Release. Left foot on the inside of the right upper thigh, forward fold. Either the same pose or half lotus. Bend the right knee, step the foot down, reach with the right hand. Clasp and fold. Coming out, straighten the leg, left foot on the outside of the right knee, twist. Fold the left knee down, left heel in. You can fold. You can stay here or you can come up and clasp behind. And release also of the feet together. Step your feet down. Grab your shin bones. Lean back, straight back. And we're going to reach with the right arm up, really pull everything in here. TV activating towards the midline, Mula Bandha, everything is drawing in, pulling up and in. We're gonna reach up and feel the entire core engaging, the deep core, not your six pack, the deep core engaging fully. Change sides. One more time. You need this alignment here so you know that you're actually going into the deeper structure. Change. Release. We're going to go opposite knee to elbow. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Lay down. I'll demonstrate the first rep of clapping bicycles. So you're going to clap either, that's the advanced version, either behind the knee, but if you tend to be a little more flexible, you can aim for behind the foot, otherwise here. Let's go, one, two, pull it in, four, eleven, twelve. Rest. And we're going to do yoga abs. Split the legs, reach over on the outside of the left leg. Change. Great. Double tap bicycles. One, one, two, two, three, three, four, four. Ten. Bicycles with toe taps, I'll demonstrate. Toe dips. So this engages the lower belly as well as the entire abs. Let's go. Great. Lift the legs up and we're going to lift the booty off the floor. Or the tailbone. Drop the feet down, pelvic tilts. Combine the pelvic tilts with a semi-stomach vacuum and a Mula Bandha at the same time. So you're gonna hollow the belly, tilt the pelvis, Mula Bandha. Thank you. release. Blow. Shoulder stand. Lower down. Slowly come out. Bridge pose. Release. Extend the left leg, bring the right knee across the bind twist. Change sides. And lay down. Make yourself comfortable for Shavasana. Close your eyes and begin to withdraw your attention from the external, from the periphery, from that which is not you, from the distractions, from the noise, from the chaos, towards the central axis of your physical and energetic being. And traveling in, deeper and deeper in, towards the true you. And as you travel in, as you begin to turn in towards the true self, towards the inner world, allow everything or observe everything on the outside, that which is not you, the ego, the monkey mind, the worries, the chatter, the others, the pain, the distractions, the wants and desires. The other people's energies, the addictions, the programs, everything that does not serve you and is not you, it is not the true you. See it traveling further and further away from you and dissolving, becoming air, dust, nothing. And crystallize your consciousness, go inward. travel towards the true you, the true self, the true experience of yourself. And of your existence. And stay here for a few moments, connected, observing, being the true self. Letting go of that which is not you, which doesn't serve you, which distracts you, pulls you away from your path, from the peaceful experience of being you. And remember to flow with strength and ease.